to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And today, wow, we're having a great day. I'm having a great day. I hope you're having a great day. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm joined by my sidekick, Mr. Kick.
Hola.
How you doing, Mr. B?
Si.
Very good.
Si. Muy bien.
Yeah. And guess what we're doing today?
Si.
Today, we are pulling the name for the second month that we've had this in action, the second iPod winner.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
I'm jealous because I can't play.
No, you can't. No, none of the people on the team can play.
It's okay. Yeah. I'll just have to go buy one.
Yeah. Do you not have an iPod?
I actually have another form of iPod-ish.
What does that mean?
I actually have another
instrument. I didn't know there was another iPod.
Well, everyone calls an MP3 player or whatever an iPod, right? Well, there are other brands out there, and currently
I own
another.
Does it work with iTunes?
It is. I have to upload it through my computer, but then we'll switch over to a different format, which is your standard Windows Media Player.
Okay.
And then my
device will work. So why did you decide to go with that one?
A little cheaper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And honestly, the feel.
Uh-huh.
I sat in the store and played for like an hour with all the little iPod devices and some of the other MP3 players. And I, and for what I do and what I ride, which is my motorcycle, it's easier for me to use the one that I bought.
Dude, are you listening to your iPod on the motorcycle?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Wondering about that.
Maybe.
Well,
hey, if people can have their little things
actually,
in their
people
ears.
People do like amazing things on the motorcycle. I was riding, I was out there the other day and there was a Harley guy pulled up next to me. He had a big old cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Well,
but
that's
I'm thinking
normal.
To myself, how are you driving 60 miles an hour with the butt hanging out of
your
mouth?
Well, he doesn't have to tap it to knock the ashes off.
Oh,
the wind's doing that.
I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be a prop.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be a prop because I've been on the motorcycle before, and I cannot even imagine. I can't. Yeah. I can't even imagine. And, you know, when I was growing up riding motorcycles, and I shared this story with everyone, with folks before, that my dad and my brother used to build them. So, of course, we all became mechanically inclined. And so, you know, I actually learned how to ride a motorcycle or a motor anything with two wheels.
A motorcycle.
I started with little, you know, with those little... they weren't motorcycles. They don't even
mopeds?
Do them anymore. No, it was like before the moped. It was the thing that you kind of threw together and made yourself.
Go-karts?
Yeah, kind of like something
but
like that.
But a two-wheeling version
two-wheeling
of a go-kart.
Version of something like
so
that.
So a scooter.
So it was like a scooter, but, okay. And, you know, an hour before my high school graduation, I'm up in the hills and I'm riding on this thing with a couple of my friends, and I crash.
Oh.
And I split open my ankle. Yeah.
Ow.
It was disgusting.
Woo.
I split open my ankle.
Where was your gear?
And I went home, and you know, my stepmother just looked at me and she was like, Oh, you're not getting out of graduation.
Patricia.
You are not getting out of high school graduation. She was looking at me like, dude, you're like the only one in the family graduated high school. You are not graduating high school.
She did it on purpose?
Yeah.
What?
Because I made a big complaint about having to wear heels.
Previously.
Oh, gosh. I mean, come on. This was back when women wore garters and nylons and not even pantyhose,
garters are
I think.
Hot.
I know.
See?
I know they are. Okay. All right. That's really true.
You should never stop wearing those.
I know.
They're hot.
That's true. That's a totally different conversation.
But with the motorcycle thing, yes, I do listen to music.
I don't know. Maybe there was pantyhose in. I don't remember. But I remember that for me,
probably.
It was in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It was hot. I had blood gushing out of my ankle, and I could show you the scar. We have the video camera. I'll have to put my big old foot
I'm
up
good.
There.
I don't think our listeners want to see that. I don't think they don't. They'll
I don't
be like,
think they
want to
see it.
Like,
I don't think I want to show it. And
they
so,
want to keep their breakfast.
I know, exactly. And so, you know, here I was, and you know what she did? She's like, get over here.
Let me smack you on the other
This is like an hour before graduation, right? I was supposed to be dressed.
Oh, it was the day of.
It was the day of.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the day of.
All right.
And yeah, you know, you're supposed to be ready and showered and ready to go.
Some
and
people
leaving
like
the house.
To.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so here I come in and I'm like all dirty and all bloody. And just picks up my foot. She grabs my foot and she pours. I forget what it was. It was one of these things that you used to pour on your cuts. What was
hydrogen peroxide?
I don't know. Whatever the
and
thing was that really
stuff?
Hurt. No, we didn't even do that first. Mm. She did the other thing that like hurt, that was really burning.
She probably poured alcohol on it.
Yeah, I think it was alcohol.
Like and straight up, probably drinking alcohol.
I know,
too.
It was alcohol. And, you know, and she cleaned it up. And
took a swig.
Well, and it was cut so badly that a Band-Aid couldn't hold it together.
Ah.
Yeah. So she, I don't know what she did, but she was really very good at doing this stuff. My stepmother was really good at this. And so she pulled some stuff out and pinched it together and made me wear these high heels anyway. The only alternative was my sneakers, and she was absolutely not, you know, and I had these Converse sneakers, so she was absolutely not going to let me off the hook. That was not going to happen. And so today...
Well, Converse sneakers, they protected the heels. You should have worn those to begin with, right?
What, riding?
Yeah. You should be wearing your gear at all times.
There was no gear, Benny. There was no gear then.
They did, too.
There was no gear. No.
Did they have, like, boots and stuff?
No, no one, you know, where... this was before gear, before boots, before, I don't know, all of the padding
helmets?
That people wear.
Probably no
helmets,
no,
there was
helmets,
no
help.
Forget helmet. What was a helmet?
Unless you were professional.
First of all, I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing.
All right.
And having a helmet wasn't even, you know, in the mix. I don't even think it was a law that you had to wear a helmet in to ride a motorcycle.
Man.
No, no. And I don't think that went crazy until, what's his name, Gary Busey smashed his head in California, and then everybody got real controversial about it. But no, that was the way that worked. That was kind of the fun thing about that. It was killing me. It was, if you saw my pictures, my high school graduation pictures, and the look on my face, you would think that I didn't graduate high school. You would think like the worst thing in the world was happening to me in that moment. That's what you'd be thinking right now if you were thinking, anything.
Well, I'm always thinking now, so.
I know, you still thinking about the garter and the stockings.
Right.
You got such a grin on your face.
You're right.
So we have to reach Bobby, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's find out who is going to receive our next iPod.
Hey, Bobby, are you there?
I am here and ready.
Oh, did she hear that conversation about the garter?
Probably.
Probably not.
She's probably wearing some.
Oh, please. Please.
Are you?
So we have, in the tradition of what we've done, let me just give everybody a little background about this. First of all, today is an open mic day. For the full hour, you are invited to call in. I am going to connect with you if you have questions or stuck or need some help getting to the next level. I'm going to do that. Today I'm using 3 decks of cards to kind of help me along the way. And so we have an open mic day. And you know the telephone number, of course, to use, which is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And very special thing today, I'm going to read a poem that's called Perseverance. I use this poem in my crust busting workshops. It's a long poem, so it'll probably take up most of the last segment. So if you want to call in, want me to pull a card, this would be the time to do it. But Bobby, in the tradition that we started a month ago, for those folks that have signed up for a newsletter, meaning everybody that we have in our database, and we've got lots of folks in there, what we have decided to do was to randomly, and this is a random process, we pick one of the folks from the folks that are in our newsletter list, and we give them an iPod. And last month, the iPod was received by Joan Montague, and Joan gave us some comments in terms of, you know, what she is experienced with her iPod. I actually ran into her this weekend, and she is so jazzed about it. I went to pick it out. It was one of these little silver ones. Nick had to help me. I got the wrong one the first time. And so then I had to go back and get the right one. But apparently we can get them in colors. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, Ben?
I knew that.
Okay.
But
I have a red one.
Ooh,
you do?
She's got a red
but
one.
The iPod guy that took care of this for me, he didn't like give me a choice. He just brought out a silver one. And
what?
Then I found out that there were colors.
What?
So what? Yeah, exactly.
Where's the salesmanship in that?
I have to tell you, I had an anxiety attack going to the Apple store.
Oh,
I did. I don't know that I'm going to do this anymore. Nick is going to have to go. Yeah, because I went to the U Village Apple store,
mm-hmm.
and I found a parking space right away. There
Lucky
were people out hanging outside the door. There were so many people in this store, I could not even get in, and that's when I realized that their salespeople stand out by the door.
Oh.
And they say to you, what do you want? And, you know, they help you. You don't even go to a register because, honestly, I couldn't find the register. There were so many people in the store. And I thought to myself, holy cow.
Register's probably on their laptops these days.
I don't know what was going on. Well, he never went to a register. He just get me the thing, took my credit card, and gave me a receipt, and I was off.
Really?
That was the end of that.
Didn't see any transaction in front of you.
I saw nothing. I saw nothing.
I don't know if I really think that's secure for me.
I'd
like to see it go through.
The secure part was he showed up with an
iPod.
There
you go.
That was the good news
okay.
for me. So, Bobby, do we have a drum roll today, Benny?
I certainly do. Are you all set? Ladies and gentlemen! Wait, where is it? Oh, man, I just... Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Where is it? Did you guys hear that? No.
No, okay. I hear nothing.
Let's try this channel.
I have nothing.
Wait.
I hear nothing.
I got all excited.
Nick is saying, I hear nothing as well, because we're doing live video, and Nick is saying, where's the sound? And I'm saying, I don't know.
One more time! Oh, that was good. Bobby?
That was wonderful.
Thanks.
You need to get
my
a new drum roll.
We're so low-tech here.
You need to get a new drum roll. You need to get
my
those drummer... You need to get those drummer guys that were on America's Got Talent last night. That's
okay.
A drum roll, dude.
All right.
I don't know if we could pull that clip up, but that would be the way to
All
go.
All right, Bobby, it's your turn.
Hey, we've got people waiting. We've got winners.
Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead. It's turned over to you, honey.
Okay, so I am spinning up this whole database. Please pick a number between 1 and 8,602.
Oh, geez.
Ooh, can I pick?
Yeah, go ahead.
3,421.
One moment. 3,421?
Sure.
Write that down so we don't pick it again.
Okay. 3,421.
Please hold.
Standing by.
Okay. Should we go to a break, Bobby? Let's go to a break.
Hey, something.
And then we can announce the winner when we come back. Stay tuned. We've got callers calling into the show as well. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We be right back.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Today's nutrition tip is about legumes or beans. Legumes are technically classified as a protein and can be eaten as an alternative to meat. They have virtually no fat, contain 7 to 10 grams of fiber, 3 grams of iron, and folate, an important B vitamin. Legumes regulate blood sugar, fill us up, satisfy, and only contain 80 calories per 1/2 cup. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a couple of hours of great programming for you today. We are on the verge of announcing the next winner for the iPod. For those of you that are not part of our newsletter list, please go ahead and sign up. And let me just tell you in advance that we do not do anything funky with your list. What that means is you'll get information that notifies you before anyone else gets notified about the many, many things that we are doing, our upcoming programming for the newsletter, discounts from the many people that contribute things to the shows. You'll be the first to know about events. For example, the Mortar Health System event that's coming to Seattle on August 9th. Unprecedented $99 event, $29 for all of Dr. Pat listeners. And we want to reach out to Kathy Birch because basically Kathy has started a revolution of sorts looking and following the path that we laid with the holistic makeover, in that we have a pay it forward component. You're going to hear much more from us about that. In these times of what some people are calling economic, I don't even know the word, I don't even use it, we're actually not going there. We're going to a place.
Hey, I want to pay it forward.
Okay.
I want to pay it forward right now.
Okay.
I want to start this thing rolling.
All
right. I want to buy somebody a ticket to the Mortar Health Workshop.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you buy one and I'll buy one. All right.
Okay.
Who wants to go? 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to buy you a ticket.
First two people you call in right now.
1-800-930-2819.
We're paying it forward right now.
Wow, that's a good
one. Start the ball rolling.
We haven't figured out how to do that.
If you want to pay it forward for somebody else, call in too.
So let's tell people a little bit about that. But before we do, Bobby, let's announce the winner.
Exactly.
Do we need another one of those little drum rolls?
Yeah, I'll double it up this time. Maybe it'll sound a little bit better. Wait. Oh! I get creative sometimes.
That was so good.
That was exciting.
That was exciting.
Brilliant.
Okay, he's got to go
answer
the phones. Hey,
if your name is Bonnie, I have no last name for you, but I know that you're at AOL.com. So I will be reaching out to a Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Have no clue of the last name, but I think it's a Mick something. And you are at AOL. I am going to be reaching out to you very soon because you have won an iPod.
Wow. I love that. And I love what we started to do. One of the things we said we were going to do, Bobby, is that the next go-around, we're going to offer the winner an iPod or an HD3 radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we are on. The phones are like screaming off the hook, which is great. We are on 98.9 FM HD3, which is very cool. And we are launching new mainstream talk radio, and that's something you're going to hear lots about. But let's you and I chit-chat for a minute, Miss Bobby. Let's talk about this upcoming event. I know the work of the people at Mortar Health Systems. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to be doing an interview with the founder. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We've had the other doctors on, but coming up, we're going to have on the father of this whole organization.
So when we look at this upcoming event, first of all, talk about a reduction in the price. Absolutely just miraculous, unheard of, $99 to $29. You cannot even go to the movies. You know, two people can't go to the movies for that, or you can't go to the movies and then go ahead and buy something, popcorn.
I know, my popcorn cost $29 last time I was at the movies. I'm just saying.
I know. And so this is an unprecedented event for them. And we want to make sure that we give this opportunity to as many people out there that listen to the show. So we're asking you all to tell your friends, tell your family, pass it on, send emails about this upcoming event. If you're going, perhaps you want to bring a friend. I know that this is, for us, an incredibly remarkable opportunity. And they don't come through here this often. And again, this is something that we're totally jazzed about.
And I'm really jazzed that if you want to be paying it forward, you can call in right now and pledge to buy a ticket for somebody else as well.
Wow. Did we do that, Benny? What did we just do?
We already gave the two tickets away from you two.
Okay, so let's do a pledge. Let's do a pledge. So
start paying it forward.
Pay it forward. Kathy Birch, paying it forward. And we want you to please come on air as you pay it forward. And, of course, I'll pull a card for you for today. And we're asking for you to let us know if there is someone that you would like to pay it forward to. This is a theme that you're going to hear a lot about from us. We have been known at the Dr. Pat Show from the very first day we launched the Gift a Day program. We've been known for our gift giving, and that is something we're going to continue to do. Kathy Birch and a number of you, especially those folks that volunteered for the Extraordinary People series, have mentioned to us that as a result of this, you have been able to help other people. And so we're taking this out to a wider vibration. We're taking this out into a much bigger way. And so if you are out there and you would love to pay this forward to another person and perhaps do what Kathy Birch did, and that is buy a ticket, well, actually two tickets she did, but buy a ticket, a $29 ticket for someone else, we want to give you the recognition for that. We want to make sure that we keep that vibration going. Because, Bobby, we are only as good as the shoulders that we stand on, the people that have come before.
And the people that we support.
Exactly. So, you know, so Bobby and I, we're just, both of us are going to be buying a ticket. And I think Benny's got those names. So for those of you that are out there that would like to pay this forward to another person, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you have not purchased this yourself, please do. You're not going to be able to get it at the door for $29, I don't believe. So this is the opportunity and the time to do it. You know, Bobby, one of the things that, you know, I want to talk with you about as well is the holistic makeover. I'm excited to say that we've extended the date of that. So for those of you listening to the show, I want to mention to you that your applications have been put in the system. For some of you, you wanted more time. We realize that we need more time to manage the amount of gifts. Originally, Bobby, I had said that the prizes were around $2,000. I believe that we have more than that in prizes right now for people.
Right, silly you.
So, well, I don't know.
Silly you for thinking it was going to be.
It was silly me.
The response has been exciting, just exciting. And imagine the winners of this receiving this plethora of wonderful experiences and products and services. It's just so exciting. So I would say if you've not entered, get yourself entered straight away.
And tell your friends. We are going to be picking people not just from the greater Seattle area, but because the folks that are supplying us with product services and, you know, coaching, you name it, they are providing this from different parts of the country. And so we will be able to select people from different listening areas or different parts of the country, period. So if you have entered from Seattle and you've got friends in other areas that want to enter, this is the time to do it. This is for us a way to move beyond and spread the wealth. Now, I will say that it may take us a bit longer to launch the Australia contingency, only because we've got an entire group in Australia of folks, and Fiona Taylor is one of them, that wants to take this to Australia. We have 5 days a week in Australia. So it is for us an opportunity to reach out. What do you think is the most exciting thing about the makeover, Bobby?
I have to say that it is the opportunity to experience practitioners and we call them vendors, from people all over on so many levels. Imagine a day at a spa, for instance, how that feels to you, mind, body, and soul. Well, in the same emotional and physical and spiritual realm, you receive this makeover that it is head to toe, including spirit and soul. And just imagine having all of those people working with you to become the best that you can be. To have that level of support would cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. And then the product that comes along with it and the gift basket, just like heaven, pure heaven. And then the ability to pay it forward, because that's such a big component in this for us. We feel it is so important, the whole pay it forward, because if that's what we focus on, then all good things come to us. It's like opening a vortex to the goodies of the universe by paying it forward, and that's why we're so happy to do that ourselves.
It is a very exciting and happy time for us, and we're going to continue to do more and more things of this nature. I know, Bobby, that we have talked about other ways to reach out to our listeners and to keep the vibration high. One of the things I'm very excited about and we're part of is the launch of Esther and Jerry Hicks's new book.
Yes.
Very, very excited about that. And the title of their book is called Money and the Law of Attraction. And what I love about what they've done is that they are using the money word. I love this. They're not using the abundance, prosperity. I mean, all that is part of it. But they are coming out and they're saying money and the law of attraction. So now I know that we're going to participate in this. So we're going to be sending an email to everybody on our list to let them know there's a gazillion bonus products that'll come out with the book. And so we're thrilled to give you that offer firsthand.
Yeah, this one's a big one.
This is a big one. And so I wanted to ask you, what is the date that we're targeting that?
The 12th.
August 12th?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So
yep, just around the corner.
Yeah, just around the corner. And when I come back from break, I'm going to be reading a little bit from that, and I'm going to be sharing the poem that I use in the crust busting class, which is on perseverance. And so this is part of continuing the conversation about how to thrive. Kathy Ann Lewis was on yesterday, Bobby, and the show that she did on positive being, positive thinking, and positive knowing was absolutely phenomenal. And I also want to announce to everyone, and Benny has to help me with this because I'm not totally clear about it. I understand that the Best of Dr. Pat is now playing on the weekends, Benny?
Yep, okay. 6 to 10 each Sunday and Saturday. It's a four-hour block.
Is that the morning or the evening?
It's the evening.
Okay, 6 to 10.
6 to 10. Saturdays and Sunday nights.
Cool.
And it's a four-hour block of the Dr. Pat Show. It's the best of.
For each night. Oh, that's right. 6 to 10.
Yeah, Saturday, so 8 hours
Sunday
total of extra Dr. Pat programming.
Oh, wow. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool. So thank you so much, the folks at KKNW AM 1150. This is more of the same. And talk about paying it forward. I mean, they are doing that. And I understand that the other shows, Conscious Talk, and Chat with Women, they also have an evening block or something too. So it's not just a Dr. Pat Show. It's, you know, the powerhouse lineup here at Alternative Talk 1150. And so what they've been able to do is say, we've heard you, we have heard you, and we're taking action. Paying it forward is also in how this station gives back to all of us. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to have that poem on perseverance for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When times are tough, folks get running, not Dr. Pat. Instead, she creates an unprecedented way to give back to her listeners. Introducing Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. Several of Dr. Pat's listeners will embark on a journey to change their lives for good from the inside out. Are you that person? Go to drpatsmakeover.com for details. That's drpatsmakeover.com. The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posados is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Let Super Supplements help you change that thought. Super Supplements is the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, and they're extending their reach and looking for someone to lead the way. If you have senior-level e-commerce management experience and want to help strategize an e-commerce pathway to success, they want to talk with you. Go to supersubcareers.com for details and to apply. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will. I've noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. Three Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And we put out an invitation for those of you out there that are listening to the show to pay it forward. This is something we're going to continue to do. And what that means is, if there is a gift, there is something that has been given to you in your life, or if there is an opportunity to do something for another person, we want to give you the opportunity to do so, to share that with us, and to, you know, and to be able to do that, whether it be on air or whether it's an email or whether just simply to do it from your heart. It is about continuing to pay things forward, to do things for another person. Truly, my experience in life has been that, and maybe it's just me, that the juiciest times in my life have been the times that I've given the most. And beyond the idea of giving, beyond the notion that giving feels good, as it does in the many ways that we do that for our listeners, there is an energetic component of it. And the energetic component of it is part of continuing the vibration and making sure that we are plugged in, not to scarcity or lack, but to the abundance of the universe. When we tighten up, when we decide that we're not going to give, when we decide that, you know, we're so poor we can't even pay attention, that there is a vibration and an energy that Kathy Ann talked about, which tells the universe that you want more lack. And there are many, many words we talked about, and many, many, many mystics, many teachers that address this issue. I want to read from one of them today. I want to just share, and some of it will be reading and some of it will be paraphrasing. But, you know, several of you asked me to, if I wouldn't mind sharing some of the information that I refer to on the show. And I want to pick something out of Creative Mind today. And there's a section on prosperity. And so I want to read it. It's short, and this is just a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole thing. And here's what it says. Prosperity. Here are a few simple rules for prosperity that are as sure of working as that water is sure to be wet. First, remember that nothing happens by chance. I love that. Nothing happens by chance. All is law. And all is order. You create your own laws every time you think. There is something, call it what you will, but there is a power around you that knows, and it knows that and understands all things. And so this power works like soil. It receives the seed of your thought and at once begins to operate upon it. It will receive whatever you give it and will create for you and throw back at you whatever you think into it. This means that, you know, as someone that practices, all of us, this is, we should be really careful about how we're thinking at all times. And, you know, this is something we talk a lot about on the show. I actually caught myself last night on the telephone. And it's not something that, the thing that I don't want to encourage everybody to do, and those of you that have taken the crust busting class, it's funny that, you know, Jane, who won the iPod last week, you know how I met Jane? She took the last crust busting class. And so, we picked this randomly. So not alone in the moments of deeper silence are we looking at what we think, but perhaps more than this, we are working with the impersonal law at all times. And so what I want to say about this is that you can make a mid-sentence adjustment in your thoughts. You can look at that place in your life where you think something has gone awry and change the notion of that. The biggest, I think, challenge for many people, the greatest challenge, is the challenge of knowing that you have everything right now in front of you. And I want to give everybody an opportunity here to loosen up some crust, if you have it today, by giving us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And I'm going to pull a couple cards. I've got my favorite decks in front of me. And these have been sort of my sidekicks in doing things. So I want to make sure that if you want some help in loosening things up, if you want a prosperity message for today, I want to be able to deliver that to you. So you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I said earlier that one of the things that I wanted to do is share a poem with you. And it's a poem that I use in the crust busting class. And, you know, it is a poem that I've had with me for, oh gosh, you know, let me think for a minute. When did I come up with the whole crust busting idea? 2003, maybe. I think it was 2003. And it's a long poem. I use it very specifically in the class. And once you hear the poem, there are certain reactions that one gets to it. But it is a very, very, very powerful poem, and I have had permission to use it. The poem is called Perseverance. And many of you have heard me talk about perseverance before. And what I love about perseverance is that you can kick in the I can do it attitude at any moment of any day. You can simply kick it in. It is a divine power that we have. It is something that is there for every single one of us. I remember when we had Asara Lovejoy on the show a couple of months ago, and, you know, Asara was sort of sharing her message about how we move beyond things that that seem absolutely impossible to wrap our minds around. And she used a couple of very specific examples. And one of the examples that she used had to do with, you know, looking at our lives and seeing some of the struggles, some of the challenges we have on a regular basis. And so I wanted to share with you the idea that even if you have something in front of you that seems insurmountable, that seems like you're not going to ever be able to get beyond it, that the key to that is acknowledging that thing that exists, but also acknowledging that you have the power to move beyond it. And so what I want to say about it is this. If you're struggling in some part of your life, if there's something going on that you don't think you can find a resolution to, and I think she used the expression of, we were talking about someone that had come on the show, and we were talking about the fact that they saw their bills mounting up. And one of the things she said that was so brilliant to me was she said this. She said, even though I see these bills, I know that they're there. I don't know how I'm going to pay them. I just know that I will. I don't know how I'm going to pay them. I just know that I will. And so I never forgot that, because what it affirms is the power that we have inside of us. You know, that power that we have to say yes to the fact that we are all truly capable of doing miraculous things on this planet. And so for me, looking at that from that perspective is so important. And I want to share this poem with you. And I will do that when we come back from break. And so we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, I'm going to read this poem and share with you a little bit about why this has been, for me, one of the most useful tools I use in the crust busting class. It is a poem that has been written by an individual, and I'll just tell his name. His name is Naresh Halley. He is from England. And this is a poem he's given me permission to use and reprint. And so when we come back from break, I would love to share this with you. As Carl Jung once commented, your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. I want to share that with you. When we come back, I will read the rest of this poem. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And when we return, I'm inviting you to just sit tight and take it all in. We'll be right back.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
I really thought that I was the only one who cared about things that matter to me, like the planet, kids, education, peace, and creating a world that works for everyone. Then I found the Center for Spiritual Living, an entire church that thinks and cares about the things I do. And Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires us to build better lives and a better world. I've found my new spiritual home.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. SmallBizSherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I want to remind everyone, you can go to drpatsmakeover.com for the holistic makeover. And don't forget, we've got Matt James coming up in the next hour. As I said before, I want to share this poem with you. It is a poem that that I use in my crust-busting weekend workshops, as well as the longer version. And I want to read this to you. So Benny, you know what? Let's take a minute to do this. And this is longer than a usual poem, but I wanted to share this with you. And as I said before, it is a fabulous, fabulous gift from the poet, who is Naresh Holly from England. And so the poem is called Perseverance. And I just want to read this quote for a minute. Like water which can clearly mirror the sky and the trees only, so long as its surface is undisturbed, the mind can only reflect the true image of the self when it is tranquil and wholly relaxed. So if you could take a minute and just be with me right now, I'd like to share this with you. Perseverance. When the veil of darkness has draped itself around your life and concealed the tears of your pain and despair, when the destiny you had envisaged has all but faded like water amongst the golden sands of the desert, when you stand alone in your hour of adversity and need, and no one is willing to stand beside you, when the battles within your life are on the verge of defeat and ruin, when you are exile within your own mind, when your heart is empty and is merely watered by tears of your agonized and anguished soul, when you feel like a bird caged behind bars, once flew high above the snow-capped mountains, free and unhindered, and now reach out to touch the essence of your dreams, when tears and sorrows have embraced your soul, when the temples of your dreams lie in ashes like the ruins of the ancient age gone by, and there are no traces of your footprints within the valley of your dreams, when the haunted silence of the darkness hangs like a shadow within the depths of your heart, when you cling like a child to the dreams of yesterday, when the light of dawn refuses to appear and the sun refuses to shine, when each day has become an eternal struggle to survive, when there is no light amongst the darkness within your existence, when your wounds cry out to be healed, when fear has held courage ransom, when your soul stands in solitude and loneliness, choking on its tears of isolation under a moon which no longer smiles and no longer yearns to gaze at its children, the stars. When all those around you have betrayed you, when love has left your heart and refuses to return. When you no longer believe in yourself, when pain and grief are your constant companions. When there is no vision within the mists of your agony. When no one is willing to listen to you and understand you, when peace seems to be in a distant world, when life no longer has the belief to run within your veins, when you have become a fugitive within your own mind and shackled like a slave within your own insanity, refuse with every last drop of sacred blood within your bruised and battered body to surrender your soul to the pains of existence. You must believe in yourself. Even if all those around you doubt you, and in your ability to rise from within the insanity in which your life now finds itself, and to stand tall against the obstacles and challenges within your life. And you will conquer all that you believe cannot be conquered, and all that which you believed you had lost within your life. It is from the darkest hours of our lives, from the depths of our despair and pain, in our greatest hour of adversity, that we find an inner strength, an inner courage, an inner meaning so vast that it enables us to rise from our knees and stand tall and fight that which has made us weak. Just as water runs from a stream, as the oak tree grows strong and upright, as the snow, the softest and most peaceful of nature's elements, covers the most fierce of mountains and tames its anger, portraying it merely as a pawn within the hands of nature, so new life and meaning will emerge from your inner source. Do not at any cost, surrender your life to the weakness within your life. Do not surrender your life to the mediocre thoughts of others. Do not surrender the belief you hold in yourself and your abilities. Do not surrender the dreams that you have worked so hard to hold within the palms of your hand. For what right do others have to judge another's dreams? For they have not walked a mile in your shoes. There are no limits to your courage and determination. The only limitations are those that we place upon ourselves. Our thoughts make the world what we want it to be. Mold your thought into a weapon of immense power. Wipe away the tears from your heart and let your life be brushed by the fingertips of your immortal soul. Breathe deep with purpose and a deep-held conviction. There is an inner strength and an inner peace within us all, which the world cannot penetrate and the hypocrisy and ignorance of the human mind cannot poison. Embrace that inner source of strength and you will become fearless, and the obstacles within your life will seem insignificant. You must be undisturbed and stern in your resolve that you are a creature so versatile and resilient that you cannot be defeated. And you must hold firm in the conviction that you will not be defeated. You are a creature of boundless beauty and perseverance. You are a creature which can and which will endure. There is nothing that you cannot achieve, and there is nothing that you do not have the ability to overcome within your life. Harness the power of your mind, for it is your great barrier. You are an individual of immense courage within the battlefield of life, and there is no greater battle than that which be fought with your own life. You must not, despite the pain, the despair, the grief, the intensity, the loneliness within your life, surrender the very essence of your dignity and hope to the enemy which hovers around you in pursuit of conquering both your mind and your soul. I do not believe in defeat because defeat does not believe in me. I do not believe in fear, for I am fearless. I do not believe in pain, for I find strength in the weakness of my enemies. Within the midst of your despair and the obstacles and challenges that life presents before you, calm and peaceful, An angry and misguided mind will make decisions and judgment based on haste and anger, which in the long run will continue to merely add to suffering, whereas the peaceful mind within that moment of insanity will have the ability to bring forth a clear, resound judgment and solution to the challenges at hand. No one owns you, so you have not lost anything. Only you can give or surrender all that you hold in the challenges within your life. Control your mind from its aimless wandering within your own insanity. Guide it to think positively and with purpose. Once you have conquered your mind, you will also introduce yourself to an inner peace, which will bring meaning and freedom to both your life and your thought. Do not kneel before anyone, for your knees were not made for such purposes. They were made for the purposes of enabling you to stand upright. Be like an elephant, which once upright will not easily be brought to its knees. Adapt your mind, thinking, actions, and life to the challenges which have surrounded your existence. You and you alone hold the foundations of your dreams and your destiny in the way you approach the challenges and obstacles within your life. Do not falter in the face of adversity. Rise to the challenge, however difficult it may be. Your difficulties will only be difficult if you believe them to be difficult. How can you fear that which you have never challenged? Endure and challenge the pains of your existence, for freedom will wait for you and it will eventually embrace you. In defeating the challenges within your life, continue to be a good person. Do not become like your enemies, for to do so will deprive your soul of the peace it desires. You must be like the seasons of the year, ever changing, ever adapting, ever growing, ever challenging. Nature is always in constant change. The old give way to the new, and this is the course of life. Yet within this existence, life continues. It evolves and continues to grow despite its pains. Your time has not yet come to let nature embrace you in its totality. So go forth in the wilderness of your life and reclaim what Mother Nature granted you at birth: the right to dream, the right to live, the right to be who you want to be. Challenge with the might of your mind and your inner strength all the barriers that your existence places at the gates of your destiny. If you don't risk anything, you risk even more. From the midst of our suffering, there is meaning. And from this message, I want to leave you with this. Your birthright is to have a magnificent life. We here at the Dr. Pat Show support you in building it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Matt James.